This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here, where we take your calls about whatever you would like to discuss. You just dial on in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Daryl, Fire is a group that you've been following here today. They apparently are going to be suing colleges over restrictions on free speech, something that you and I have some familiarity with.
Yeah, we actually experienced this about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not long after I arrived was actually the 15th day that I was in Keene, where we went down to Keene State College. I was walking around with you. I don't remember if you had a bullhorn or if you were just passing out literature, but either way, I was walking near you while you were doing something that someone on the campus deemed to be in violation of the rules. We both got a no trespass order.
That's right.
That said that for a duration of 365 days, we were not allowed back on campus, and that was thrown out thanks to the help of John Meyer.
He's an attorney.
Who is an awesome attorney.
A real free speech advocate. He actually wrote a letter to the college, and that got them to they knew what was coming, possible suit. And they rescinded those no trespass orders.
Right. But, of course, we didn't find out until, 3 months after the orders were rescinded that they had been rescinded.
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole time I thought that I was violating my no trespass order by just stepping onto the grass as I would walk down the sidewalk, be like, ha ha, come get me. But yeah, it had been rescinded. So FIRE, which is the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, announced actually on Tuesday that they would be filing lawsuits against universities and colleges to maintain, or rather, that maintain clearly illegal speech codes. With help from the law firm of Davis Wright Tremaine, FIRE is suing several universities that manifestly and unconstitutionally deprive their students of First Amendment rights.
Great. I love this. I hope that they have success. I'd always heard about FIRE as an organization that has done things like this in the past, so maybe they're re-gearing up for a big assault on some of these colleges. The restrictions are pretty ridiculous. I mean, if you want to go and follow the college's rules on how to reach out to their students, they only allow you to do it once a month or twice a month maximum, I think. You have to set up a table in the student center. You cannot leave your table to reach out to anyone. You have to sit quietly behind the table
and allow students to come to you. This is the rules for Keene State,
which are likely boilerplate. They're probably very similar to other colleges.
Similar, yes. Some colleges do wind up having what they call a free speech zone.
Mm-hmm.
That is generally a 10-foot by 10-foot square, and somewhere way off on one of the far corners of the campus that no one ever goes to. So you can do anything you want in that area without permission. But if you dare step out of that free speech zone and try to exercise free speech, then, now you're in trouble. So the article here from Reason.com continues with a quote from the president of FIRE, Greg Lukianoff, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, who during a press conference said, "Universities' stubborn refusal to relinquish their speech codes must not be tolerated." For now, suits have been filed against Ohio University, Iowa State University, Chicago State University, and Citrus College in California.
Okay.
These universities have all trampled students' free speech rights, according to FIRE. Lukianoff explained that FIRE would not hesitate to expand the suits until all universities abandon their speech codes, which were actually ruled unconstitutional decades ago, but have endured at more than half of colleges across the country. One Ohio University student provided an illustrative example at the press conference. His student rights organization, OU Students Defending Students, ran afoul of university administrators because he created T-shirts with the organization that featured a risque phrase, "We help you get off." Unpopular speech at Ohio University is discouraged at every turn, the student said. Administrators' efforts to create a friendlier campus is undoubtedly doing the opposite. Mm-hmm. Lukianoff explained that FIRE has been reluctant to become primarily a litigation organization, but its previous efforts to persuade colleges to forego censorship have been inadequate.
Figures.
During a Q&A session, Lukianoff was asked why he thought now was the time for such a litigation effort. He explained that the massive expansion of college bureaucracy poses a grave threat to students' rights. There are now more administrators on campuses than ever before, far more bureaucrats than teachers, which has led to a mindless application of ridiculous rules. And then there's a roughly 5-minute long video where Reason TV actually sits down with someone from FIRE to discuss the lawsuits. And I will post this link over on the Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter.
You know, I have some experience with FIRE, and it wasn't what I had hoped for. I'd heard good things about them, and it turns out the only people that are willing to help with free speech are students.
Right.
So if you are on a college campus and you're trying to reach out to college students for some purpose, as we frequently will do around here in Keene, and your rights are trampled upon, as mine have been more than once, and there's video of that happening in Derek J's victimless crime spree, where a number of us were there to protest during a presidential candidate's speech. We were not being disruptive in any way, shape, or form, but they ejected us from this area, and the police even went so far as to physically remove us from the entire campus for that evening. So I've had my free speech rights trampled at a college campus before, and I contacted FIRE because I'd heard about them, having done similar lawsuits in the past. And they basically told me that I'm not a student, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
They weren't going to look at it, you know. And I understand. They only have so many resources. They only have so many lawyers who can look at so many cases. And I imagine there are actual students who are regularly being trampled on. It's just that, you know, I wish there were more students who were speaking out for the ideas of freedom, more students who were coming up with protests that were creative and getting out there and getting into these conflicts where ultimately, I mean, I don't want them to get into conflicts, but if you're not out there doing things, you're not going to get into any sort of conflict. But if you are out there speaking out, then on a college campus, there's a chance the college police are going to come and try to put a stop to that, in which case you should have video cameras, you should record the interactions, and then contact FIRE. Because if you actually are an enrolled student, they will take you very seriously, from what I understand.
Yes, and I've been reading a lot of news stories regarding some of the free speech zones on campus. There was actually a fairly big decision out of Virginia recently that I will try pulling up in just a couple of minutes, to where the Virginia, I believe it was the community college system, actually decided that they were abolishing their entire free speech zone regulations because there were lawsuits. And it was because of lawsuits, thanks to this law firm that FIRE is using, Davis Wright Tremaine, that wound up getting those overturned. There's been lawsuits in California and, you know, lawsuits even before these latest suits that have been filed by FIRE.
Well, college is supposed to be a bastion of free speech. I mean, historically, colleges have always had the quad or the square or whatever, where people could go out and set up a table and speak out and you know, petition and do whatever. And it's really sad that it's not what it has always seemed to be, at least to me. It's colleges when I was growing up. That's the flavor that I got from them, and I don't think that's the reality at all. It's not been my experience. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, more about China's Great Firewall. We had a call earlier about this, and one of our producers has sent us some details. We'll tell you what's going on over in China here in moments. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, too. You can Skype on in at username lrn.fm. But do send a contact request first. Otherwise, it won't work. Contact request, send that. We'll approve it probably after about a break or so. and then it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype. And in a lot of cases, it'll sound almost like you're sitting next to us here in the studio. And if you need focus and you're feeling fatigued, trying to get the extra edge where it counts, you need to know about modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net and look into it for yourself. They've got fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. And they're a supporter of the Bitcoin community at modup.net. When you place your order with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL and get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, use code FTL at modup, that's modup.net. And remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So do your due diligence and check it out at modup.net. It's great service at a great price. And don't forget to use code FTL. That's modup.net. As we continue here with you, of course, if you dial in toll-free, the number is 855-450-FREE. You can talk about the discussion we had in the first hour about when is and when is not an appropriate time, if ever, to have media, and even independent media, releasing video of a tragic scene, in this case, a man with a committing suicide in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. And then also, right now, we could go back and talk about the Chinese internet restrictions in a moment. I've got more information about that. But, Daryl, we've been talking about the free speech restrictions on college campuses and how widespread apparently this is, because the organization calling themselves FIRE is going to be going on the offensive against these colleges.
Yes, and just to reiterate, the rule saying that colleges can restrict free speech were shot down decades ago, but still over half of colleges have rules that do restrict free speech on campus.
Not a surprise. And the reason for that is because it doesn't really matter what the courts say in a lot of cases. Same thing with the police. When the courts say you're allowed to record the police, that doesn't stop the police from arresting you for recording them.
Right.
The
whole thing of ignorance of the law is no excuse applies to us. It doesn't apply to bureaucrats.
Right. I mean, how could bureaucrats know what all the court decisions are out there? We certainly can't know about it. Nobody
right.
can know about that.
But if we violate some court decision that we've never even heard of,
go to jail.
We get prosecuted, we go to jail, they do it, they get a slap on the wrist, if that, or just a don't do it next time.
Right, well, essentially, these colleges, the policy is apparently just keep the restrictions in place until they're challenged.
Right. And I had mentioned that I thought that it was Virginia, and it actually is, where the Virginia Community College system has actually expanded free speech on all of the 23 campuses within that system. And I've got just a brief article here from Ballot Access News that says on June 3rd, the Virginia Community College system, which includes 23 campuses, signed a consent order greatly expanding permission for free speech activity in outdoor areas of the campuses. This is a consequence of a federal lawsuit, Parks v. Members of the State Board of Virginia Community College System. The old rules, which are no longer in effect, set up free speech zones encompassing small parts of the campus and required registration 4 days in advance of any free speech activity.
Ridiculous.
The new rules say colleges may place restrictions on expressive activities occurring indoors, but especially for students and student organizations, the outdoor areas of the campus remain venues for free expression, including speeches, demonstration, and the distribution of literature.
And this is a recent court case?
June 3rd.
Okay, wow.
The new rule also says if individuals or organizations who are not members of the college community, meaning
me,
you or I or anybody else that is not a student or faculty member or somehow connected to the school, if individuals or organizations who are not members of the college community desire to reserve space on campus facilities, They must be sponsored by a recognized student organization.
If they want to reserve the space.
Right. And Richard Winger writes, he says, the rules are thus vague about the ability of non-students to petition on campus. But clearly, if the petitioning is being coordinated and conducted by a party or campaign committee that has ties to a recognized organization, it will be permitted. Meaning that political candidates who need to go collect signatures to get on the ballot would, in theory, be allowed to just go on campus and try to collect signatures from mm-hmm. students as long as they're outdoors with. And they would not require permission. If they want to set up a table inside, then it seems as though all they would have to do is find some student organization to basically sponsor them. So here in Keene, we could get the Students for Sensible Drug Policy most likely to work out some kind of arrangement.
Well, in Keene, if you want to do an indoor thing, you can just go and register to do it.
No, I'm saying... using one of their rooms, just having a table, if you want a table.
Yeah, you can. I think you can do that even without having sponsorship in Keene. You just have to go and reserve it.
Basically. No, I'm saying if the Virginia rule were in place here.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
No, you would need permit.
I didn't know if this was a national court decision.
No, well, it's a federal lawsuit, but it only affected Virginia Community College System.
I see.
And so the Virginia Community College System rewrote the rules that apply to their 23 campuses.
Got it. Share your thoughts on college free speech. Maybe you've been shut down. Maybe you've had one of these encounters with these officious college bureaucrats who, on one hand, claim to uphold things like free speech as some sort of value the college has, and then on the other hand telling you that, well, you just can't have your free speech here. You can move over there on the less popular side of campus and have your little free speech zone. And I remember there was a situation where Biden, I think it was, came to Keene a couple of years ago, and there they had actually tried to create free speech zones on the campus.
Right.
And people were like...
And that was when me and you still had the no trespass order in effect, or at least
right.
we thought that it was in effect, and Graham Coulson walked onto campus wearing a V for Vendetta mask.
And they thought he was me.
Right, because you were off campus also wearing one.
Yeah. So on that day, there were some free speech zones, but the activists who were on the campus that day ignored the free speech zones. So even though they were invited to go in, and some people who were not liberty activists were standing dutifully in the free speech zones, apparently they were just a suggestion.
Yeah, I also thought that it was odd. We were standing in the middle of one of the roundabouts,
mm-hmm.
and one of the police officers said, "You had to jaywalk to get here, now jaywalk to get out."
All right, well, we'll come back with more, and, of course, you can bring up anything that you'd like to discuss on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More about China's Great Firewall here in a little bit. It's gotten a lot more difficult to find freedom online in China. It's Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes? Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. All you have to dial is the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website. I mentioned it briefly earlier, fpp.cc. I wonder if that's been banned from China. I've heard that they've banned Free
Good
Talk
question.
Live. I've heard we've made the ban list over there in China. China's been cracking down.
If George is still listening, then, you know, try going to fpp.cc and see what happens.
Fpp.cc is where you go to post a variety of news stories, not just stuff that you might be involved in, but also international headlines.
Yes. The content that I personally actually post that's not auto-posted is weekly commentary, generally involving, you know, some major news topic. The article that I posted earlier this week was talking about Porkfest and looking at it as sort of a social experiment, whereas most of the other stories about Porkfest are, you know, like, I had a really good time, or there's people that are selling weed and bacon at Porkfest. And mine, I talked about the honor store that I ran for a week.
Oh, okay.
To where, for the most part, I was not there manning my store. I would not dare do that at the Cheshire Fair, just walk away from the booth with, you know, hundreds of dollars of merchandise laying on the table. I wouldn't dare do it at the Cheshire Fair or at any other fair or any other venue, because I don't necessarily trust people in other venues. Libertarians, for the most part, can be trusted. and I don't believe that any of my merchandise just got up and walked away.
So, according to your inventory, you were A-OK then?
Yes.
That's good to know.
And there were at least two other people running honor stores, and I believe that they had the same sort of experience.
Porkfest is an amazing place.
Yes. Yes, sure. It is.
So, you can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And also, don't forget about where to get your passports. Wait, you can get a passport? How do you do that? Well, go to passportsforbitcoin.com. They take Bitcoin, and I don't think they take cash. So passportsforbitcoin.com, what do? They can hook you up with another passport, a second passport, or actually help you renounce your citizenship entirely. It was an all-time record last year for people renouncing U.S. citizenship, and it's done all over the world. Whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy or protest against foreign policy to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge, you might want to get a second passport or even change your citizenship. Go and check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. It's another way Bitcoin can offer you more freedom in your life. Passportsforbitcoin.com. I was passed this link from Nathan via Skype, actually. He heard us talking about China earlier. TSA, or formerly TSA George, now Uber George, called into the show from China in Beijing, actually. He said he was trying to access the internet, and despite ProXPN's best efforts that, you know, they couldn't keep him free online. Like, he was free for most of a day, but then they somehow latched onto him and they shut down his entire internet connection. And his suggestion was that they were somehow detecting the VPNs that were being created with ProXPN. So we're certainly going to bring it to their attention and see what they have to say. But in the meantime, here's a headline from the very end of 2012. This is December of 2012. So this has been going on for about a year and a half. From TheGuardian.com. China appears to be tightening its control of internet services that are able to burrow secretly through what is known as the Great Firewall, which prevents citizens there from reading some overseas content. Both companies and individuals are being hit by the new technology deployed by the Chinese government to control what people read inside the country. A number of companies providing virtual private network services, or VPN, service to users in China says the new system is able to learn, discover, and block the encrypted communications methods used by a number of different VPN systems. China Unicom, one of the biggest telecom providers in the country, is now killing connections where a VPN is detected, according to one company with a number of users in China. VPNs encrypt internet communications between two points so that even if the data being passed is tapped, it cannot be read. A VPN connection from inside China to outside of it also means the user's internet connection effectively starts outside the Great Firewall, in theory giving access to the vast range of information and sites that the Chinese government is blocking. That includes many Western newspaper websites as well as resources like Twitter, Facebook, and Google. Users in China suspected in May of 2011 the government there was trying to disrupt VPN use, and now VPN providers have begun to notice the effects. Astral, a VPN provider for users inside and outside China, has emailed its users to warn them the Great Firewall system is blocking at least four of the common protocols used by VPNs, which means they don't function. So they don't know what you're doing on your VPN, but they can tell that you're on a VPN.
And that's what I suspected, was that they could tell that you were on one of these, and they just decide to try and block all VPNs.
So the company added they're trying to stay ahead of the censors is a cat and mouse game, although it's working on a new system that it hopes will let it stay ahead of the detection system. So hopefully we'll get good news from ProXPN about this, but it sounds like things are pretty serious over there in China. And according to Uber George, who called earlier, you can't even get on Google. You can't Facebook in China. I mean, it's just, that's like a whole other internet. You can't get on Facebook? How do people live?
They're probably more productive because they don't have Facebook.
Yeah, it's probably true. I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook, as I'm sure a lot of people do. But I thought that was an interesting update, and all the problems the United States has, at least that's not happening here. Now, you had a censorship-related story, did you not, from the U.K.?
I've actually got something else that I just saw in my newsfeed on Facebook, And I'm not sure if you talked about this earlier
in the
week.
Every time I hate Facebook, it just redeems itself with providing me some interesting news or something like that.
Do you remember when Glenn Greenwald said that he was going to post the names of all of the U.S. citizens who were being spied on by the NSA?
I heard about that, and now I've heard he's backing down.
He did, and I have a story about that.
Yeah, I definitely would like to know more about that, because wasn't WikiLeaks going to post it originally, or was that something? Maybe I'm mixing that story up with something else.
I don't know where he was going to release it. I had heard that it was going to be on his website, The Intercept.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard that WikiLeaks was going to then repost. I don't know how much of the information that Edward Snowden released to Greenwald wound up going to WikiLeaks. I don't know if Greenwald sent any of it to WikiLeaks.
Okay.
But there's a story here, and this is actually from July 1st, that says that if it wasn't for last-minute government intervention occurring last night, that meaning the 30th of June, just before the clock struck midnight, we would know the names of Americans being spied on by the NSA.
What?
Last night at midnight, journalist Glenn Greenwald was scheduled to release his biggest story yet, which is a significant claim on its own right, as he published some benchmark work in revealing the domestic spying capabilities of the U.S. government. Greenwald's release of the names of U.S. citizens, including controversial political activists who the NSA was targeting, was halted for reasons still not fully explained. The announcement came on Greenwald's Twitter feed hours before the scheduled release, when he said, quote, "After 3 months working on our story, U.S. government today suddenly began making new last-minute claims, which we intended to investigate before publishing." End of quote from Twitter. Critics have charged that was the quote.
Is
from
there
Greenwald.
More from him?
There's more about this article explaining what the government released that has sort of thwarted his release of the name.
So he's claiming he was going to release it, but now something has come out they have to investigate before they release it.
Yes, and we have the what that is.
All right, we'll get to that here coming up. And you can take your thoughts on the air with us here at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bringing you the latest on the NSA situation. The info that was going to be revealed very recently by Glenn Greenwald has been put on hold. He was going to reveal, apparently, what was claimed to be all of the names of the people who at some point the NSA has spied upon.
Which all of the U.S. citizens who were targets of, not just people who have been spied on, but people who were targets of, meaning that the NSA was actively trying to monitor.
In the United States. So yes, that was going to come out. Daryl's got the explanation as to why that has not yet happened. As according to Glenn Greenwald, and what's the source, the news source from?
This is from a website called valuewalk.com.
So we're going to continue that here in a moment. I also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a bunch of features. We got archives that go way back, all the way to late 2006. You can just go click and download, and they're yours for free. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the last 7 days' worth right there at the top of the website, and then go into the archive section to dig back even deeper at freetalklive.com. So let's continue the story here. Greenwald saying he discovered something that the NSA or U.S. government had done, or information they'd claimed or released, that he needed to investigate prior to now releasing the names he said he was going to release.
Yes.
Last night, was it?
It was actually on July 1st.
Oh, July 1st, okay.
So this story is about 4 days old. So when it refers to last night, it's referring to the day before the article was written. It says the halting of Greenwald's release of information comes the day after the Washington Post revealed that the NSA was given approval to spy on U.S. corporations, sending emails overseas, and the government spy agency was permitted to collect information about governments in 193 countries and foreign institutions, including the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Union. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court documents shows the NSA has the authority to, quote, intercept through U.S. companies not just the communications of its overseas targets, but any communication about its targets as well. Four countries in the world are exempt from U.S. spying.
Really?
Due to existing no spying agreements.
Huh.
Those being Britain, Canada, Australia, and the freest country in the world, New Zealand. These countries are known as the Five Eyes within the U.S. The secret certification from the FISA.
And they
court,
all work with each other. I remember we read about them previously. They all are they have interlocking agreements where they'll help each other out with spying.
Right. That's why they're called the Five Eyes.
Yeah.
Countries total, like each eyeballs. One being an I, yeah. EYE. Yes. The secret certification from the FISA court in 2010 was part of a trove of documents that former NSA contractor Edward Snowden leaked to reporters at the Washington Post and The Guardian last year. In addition to permitting the NSA to collect information about most countries, it also authorizes the NSA to target institutions like the International Monetary Fund, the European Union, and the International Atomic Energy Agency. It is believed that the FISA court did not authorize spying of U.S. citizens for political reasons, and it is believed that Greenwald's disclosure was going to be the names of those people who were being targeted for political reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So because of this new information coming out that basically says that, the NSA can intercept any documentation about targets or any communication about the targets or from the targets, I'm guessing that is what Greenwald is going to further investigate before releasing the names of targets within the U.S.
Why would that stop him from releasing those names?
I don't know. You would have to ask him.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you the information that I have found online.
I'm asking you to speculate.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if it's something to where he just wants to double check to make sure that they have not somehow given themselves the authority to spy on Americans. I really don't know. If I have to speculate, I would say that Greenwald wants to cover his own butt to make sure that he's not putting himself in some kind of, legal criminal situation.
Maybe you're right about that, but it seems like he's already put himself in kind of a legal criminal situation. I don't imagine he will ever set foot in the United States again.
I don't believe he will.
Yeah.
But, it's one of those things of if you can avoid, making a bigger target on your back, then it's generally a good idea to do that.
Well, I hope he gets it together because I think there were a lot of people who were very eagerly awaiting the release of those names the NSA was spying on.
Yeah, I was, just because, if I'm not on that list, then I'm not doing something right. And I'm also curious how many other people that I know that are on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Are all of the people that I consider friends on this list, and if not, I need new friends?
You can share your thoughts, your experience, whatever happens to be on your mind, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And I forget who it was, but somebody had said that apparently Virginia has lifted the ban against ride shares, Uber and Lyft, and I think ride share is another one. Or whatever the other.
I think I had heard something about that.
Yeah, I think I'd heard about that too. But I've got other news about Uber, and that is that Uber, Lyft, and the others have been issued a cease and desist order and must immediately stop operations in Pittsburgh now. In an order granted Tuesday, judges Mary Long and Jeffrey Watson said the companies cannot operate until they secure the appropriate authority from the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. The Commission's Investigation and Enforcement Bureau filed a petition June 16th for the agency to issue an emergency cease and desist order against Uber and Lyft to prevent the rideshare companies from operating in the city. According to Tuesday's decision, no stay of order will be permitted while the matter is being reviewed by the Commission. In the document, the judges said the PUC's Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement has established that its right to relief is clear despite the public's embrace of the services. Quote, we are not blind or deaf to public opinion, at least in the Pittsburgh area, that the transportation needs of many individuals are not adequately met by current certificated carriers, nor are we unmindful of the potential benefits of the service proposed by Lyft. They write, quote, therefore, it may seem to some that our order here is contrary to the public interest in the ability of individuals to secure transportation in a timely manner. However, they said the commission is charged with a higher duty than just the public convenience. They say that, quote, the commission is also charged with ensuring public safety. The General Assembly determined that before transportation can be provided to the public for compensation, a certificate of public convenience issued by the commission is necessary. Now, I don't know if that's the same thing as a taxi cab medallion, but in most places, it's very, very difficult to get those certifications. The PUC has said its three biggest concerns are driver background checks, proper insurance, and proper inspections. Drivers for Lyft and Uber do not possess certificates of public convenience issued by the PUC, authorizing them to provide motor carrier passenger service. And Uber and Lyft have both filed for license applications with the PUC, but the applications are still pending.
Now, one thing that sort of struck me as odd there was driver background checks. What kind of background checks are they doing on taxi drivers?
I have no idea.
And if, you know, how long have background checks been required for taxi drivers? Because I know that Mark has talked about, you know, after he got out of prison, the first job he got was as a taxi driver.
After you got out of prison for a murder charge, 9 years in prison. So I don't know, but Daryl, I would guess the regulations in Sarasota, Florida aren't as strenuous as Pittsburgh, but you never know. So I just thought that was another salvo, if you will, in the ongoing battle between the old guard of taxicab regulators and taxi companies and limousine companies versus these disruptors, Uber and Lyft, companies that allow individuals to connect with other individuals who are willing to give them a ride from point A to point B, but who aren't taxi drivers, who don't have taxicab medallions, and in a lot of ways are better than taxi drivers.
So I wonder if the rideshare section of Craigslist is going to have to be taken offline.
That's a good point.
Because I'm not sure if, you know, most people are aware that Craigslist has a rideshare section.
It's probably a lot clunkier than Uber or Lyft.
You know, people can post, hey, I'm driving from point A to point B on this day around this time. If anybody needs a ride, pitch in some gas, I have one seat or I have three seats. So, you know, that is a unlicensed rideshare operation. So are we going to shut that down?
Well, I'm not going to shut anyone down. I fully support Uber and Lyft. And,
well, when I said we, it was the colloquial we of, you know, like...
There's no explaining we. It's just bad. It's bad to say we. You didn't mean we.
Yeah,
you meant them. You meant the commission, the government agents, the goon squad. And I am not one of them, nor are you, the toll-free number, nor are you, likely, listener, although I suppose some government agents could be listening. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you are working for the state and you are stopping people like Lyft and Uber drivers from helping others, shame on you. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.